Good evening and welcome. This is Get Started, Go Deeper, Ask a Whole Life Healing Coach. My name is Kay Spooner, and I'm glad to be with you this evening. Where I am in the central U.S., it is September 24th, 2020, and you're welcome. I'm glad you're here for this call. This call is being recorded and will be available in the resources section at dralexanderlloyd.com. Today we want to answer questions that might be in the way of your using the healing codes effectively. We want to encourage each other in our use of the codes or the trilogy or any of the other products from Dr. Alex. So your questions will be very important in directing this call. And a little later, when we're ready to begin those questions, I'll go through the directions on how to ask or how to get acknowledged and have your line open. So thank you so much for being here. Again, let me read the disclaimer. Tonight's session of Whole Life Healing Codes and Q&A is for informational and educational purposes only. What you hear from me are my opinions, and again, my name is Kay Spooner. The healing codes and trilogy are not intended to diagnose or treat any physical or mental condition or their symptoms. So if you have a condition that needs medical attention, please seek out a trusted medical professional. The healing codes deals with issues of the heart, and it's on those spiritual issues that will focus our attention. Okay. So again, thank you for being here. I like to do my sessions with a trilogy process at the beginning and sometimes at the end, so we'll see how that works. But I'd like for you to join me to do this trilogy process. I'll do a little bit of explanation as we go through it, so in case you're not familiar, you can kind of follow us along. And then if you have questions about it or need some more information, you can let me know that, and I'll be glad to direct you. So, first, let's just be glad we're here. Notice where we are, that we're physically in our seat or on our bed or wherever it is we are to doing this process, recliner, at our kitchen table, whatever it is, and that I'd like for you to do a scan of your body from the top of your head to your feet and just notice things that might feel like they need some attention, like this evening, my right knee is not hurting, but it just is saying that there might be a change in the weather coming or something, I think. It's just a little bit calling attention to itself. You go through your body and feel where those things are, and I'm going to do the same. Notice pressure, tension, pain, heaviness, tingling. Okay. Now I'd like for you to take a deep breath in and out. You may have to go out first and then in. And out. Good. I notice even just by doing that my shoulders move down a little bit. There's a little stress removed from my trapezius muscles there in my upper shoulder or neck. So excuse me just a moment. I'll be right back. Hold on. Okay, thank you. So let's do trilogy. And the folks I can see that are on the screen have done it with me before. And so I'm going to add that breathing process in it again, like I did, I don't know, some time ago when I did it. We're gonna breathe in. In the healing code portion, we're going to add some breathing, and I'll explain it when we get to it. Okay? So let's begin with tapping on our trilogy. So first get in your mind what it is you would like to be changed. What is it you would like to be different from how it is, or how you're feeling about it, or how you're reacting to it, or maybe even what the circumstance is, if you want to go that far, but especially how we're feeling about it and how we're reacting to it. So get something like that in your mind that you want to change. And let's begin with our tapping. Inner eyebrow, outer eyebrow, temple, under the eye, gently, gently, upper lip, chin, collarbone, near the midline, sore spot, center of the chest, under the arm, below the nipple, beside the thumb nail on your hand, index fingernail, middle finger, pinky finger, the other side of you, of it, on the side away from you. Now the karate spot. Now we'll do the 9G, tapping on the back of your hand between the pinky finger, pinky and ring fingers. All right, eyes open, closed, open. Without moving your head, look down left, down right, up and over to down left, back up and over to down right. We're going to hum. And we're going to count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And we're going to hum. Okay. Thank you. Now we're going to do the healing codes portion, and I do the prayer at this point. And I ask that images and beliefs and cellular memories related to, here's your prayer blank, be found and opened and healed by infusing the truth and love and light and life of God into my heart and soul and cells. Now we're going to hold the positions as I tell you what they are. And as we hold the positions, we're going to do a breathing exercise. We're going to go in for 3 counts. We're going to hold for 6 counts. And we're going to breathe out for 9 counts. We'll do that on each position. So let's go both hands bridge, breathe in, hold, out. Adam's apple, be sure to use your diaphragm while you're doing this breathing. Breathe in. Hold. Breathe out. Both hands, jaws. Breathe in. Hold for 6. Out for 9. Both hands, temples. In. Hold. Out. All right. Left hand, left palm, base of the skull, right palm, forehead. In. Hold. Out. Switch positions. Left palm forehead, right palm base of the skull. In. Hold. Out. Low belly. In. Hold. Out. Relax. Now move your hands down to the base of your torso. We're going to go up the midline, and we're going to ask that this river of energy that flows through us would be filled with love and light and life of God, that it would flow freely and abundantly through open and balanced energy centers. And we're moving right up the midline, touching the body, over the top of the head to the base of the skull. Holding for a moment. Now back to the base again, base of the torso. We're going to go up again. This time we're going to pay attention to see if there's any place we need to release some stress. I got some of the first position. Okay. And then again, it's solar plexus. I know there will be some in the throat. And a little in the forehead, since my sinuses are fevering. Crown. Base of the skull. Okay, final time. Base of the torso. Here we go, right up the midline, smoothly, gently, and relatively quickly. Over the top to the base of the skull. Okay, relax. Deep breath in and out. And do that body scan again and see if you can notice anything that's changed. My knee is not saying anything at all right now, which is very good. Feel looser in my shoulders. Okay. Thank you for joining me with that. I'm going to check the online folks and see if we've got anything there from them. No. Okay. All right. So welcome. And now it's time for you to ask questions or make comments. And to do that, if you came in with a keypad, you can press star 2 on your keypad, and that will raise your hand on my screen. And then I'll be glad to open your line and let you be heard. If you're on the web, you have a chat box, and you're invited and encouraged to type into the chat box, and I'll get over there again and look on that screen in just a few minutes and make sure that we're getting everybody covered. So, okay, welcome, everyone. It certainly is a stressful time in our world, and so if there's specific things you want to talk about that, or if you want to ask questions about how we might approach our work during this time, or if you've got suggestions about what you've been doing that seems to help you, we'll be glad to hear those. So star 2 for those of you who have keypads, and chat box for those of you who are on the directly online. Okay. I did. Okay, good. Thank you. Good evening.
Hello?
Patricia, and welcome. Hi.
Thanks, Kay. Good evening. Thanks very much. I would just like to get your opinion on coding for events in the news. I haven't done it. I started it last night because, and it's funny because I've been coding, as you know, since 2013, and you'd think I would have done this before now, but I was so self-absorbed with my own problems of, you know, drinking coffee and all this crazy personal stuff that it didn't even occur to me that maybe the world needs my help too. Anyway, so.
Okay, so.
Yeah.
Tell us how you did that.
Yeah, I coded. I happened to, you know, I'm going through the 12 categories just kind of over and over now. That's my latest method for the last few weeks now. And I happened to be already on unhealthy beliefs, when it occurred to me that I need to get on the stick with this. So I did. Last night I stayed with the core category of unhealthy beliefs, and I said for every member of this government and the federal, every branch, every member of every branch of government to be on the federal and local levels, state and local levels, to be healed of unhealthy beliefs. And that's how I coded, and I feel I'm going to do that for with the, I'll go through the categories, and I'm going to just do that because I feel that this is very much needed for the country.
Excellent.
Oh, thanks.
Excellent way to pray.
Yeah, sure. Thanks. Okay. So I kind of wondered,
Patricia, hold on just a minute. I've got to answer this call. I'll
sure.
be right back. Hold
sure.
on. Okay, I apologize. I have a new friend, and she doesn't know about this call, and she needed my attention. So I'll talk to her later, but I appreciate your patience. Thank you.
Oh, that's okay. I know how it is. Absolutely.
There are very few new friends in this area, and this person has just moved into my little town, and I've been walking with her lately, and so I don't want her to feel rejected or something, so I will talk to her later, but I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Oh, don't be sorry. No, of course not. It's nice to have friends.
Okay.
Anyway, so after unhealthy beliefs, I believe the fourth one is love. I think the one after that is the love category. So I will, and that's a great one to infuse into the whole governmental situation and people's feelings and all that. Everybody, yes, and it's important to include the citizenry as well at the end. I say not only members of all the branches of government, federal, state, and local, but and the citizenry. Because, this country is so polarized right now. So I'm including
people
everybody.
People are so confused. People are so confused about what can make them happy or complete or whatever. I mean, we've gotten so sideways about that, I'm afraid.
Yeah, so
And you're
I'm
right, it's unhealthy beliefs.
And I've been, you know, I've studied spirituality for many years, and I'm realizing more and more it isn't the stuff that happens on the outside. And Dr. Alex talks about this too, I think. It's not, you know, getting things to be the way we think we want them to be that's going to make us happy. It's the qualities inside, the qualities in the 12 categories, and having those in our life that's going to make a difference for us and for everybody. The love, you know, joy, peace,
yep.
patience, kindness, goodness, trust, humility,
trust.
Self-control.
Humility and self-control.
These are the things that are going to matter. And it matters to me as the person doing the healing codes. I sure want these things in my life, and I'm sure these are the things that matter to everybody. So I just feel that this is a way. And Dr. Alex says, I mean, you can code for others. So, okay, I'm going to code for others, a big others.
Yes.
So it's not, it's not going to hurt. And I kind of wanted your feedback. I'm glad you're not saying, oh, this is ridiculous, Patricia.
Oh, no. I think if you're led to do that, that's great.
Yeah.
And I, you know, I'm praying for our nation every day. So I'm doing it a little differently, but that's great. I don't have any problem with that at all.
I just love the codes. I just feel so connected when I use them in this way. You know, I just do.
Good.
So, and I use a beautiful music in the background that I think it was an affiliate of Dr. Alex, in fact, Michael Tyrell with the Whole Tones. I do the codes. Yeah, I use it to the Great Awakening, that particular piece in the six pieces. And it is just, I never get tired of it. And it's just beautiful. You just go into
That's
this
great.
Zone. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to share that. I may have more things later on, but that was the main thing that was on my mind that I wanted to share. And I actually, when the first time I did it last night, I thought I have to do it because I was listening to TV in the day or earlier.
Sure.
I said, I've got to get, I was tired, but, and I don't usually code at night like that, but I said, no, you have to now. Now you have to do it. So I did it. And after that, I was thinking, gee, do I dare tell this on the Healing Codes call? Do I dare tell people? Or I mean, does this seem ridiculous? But I'm glad that it came up because I hope people do this because this is very powerful. The healing codes are very powerful. So I hope that people do this, make use of it. And the power of prayer is, I mean, it the power, spirit is what is the moving force. It's spiritual. Mm-hmm. These things we do on the outside are more effect, but cause, I believe, cause is spiritual. So, you know, even if people don't pray with the codes per se, whatever way they pray, if it's coming from the heart and it's coming from a deep place, this is important. And I think it's maybe never been as important. Well, it probably has. I mean, there are times in this country when we've really needed prayer and we've needed the good to prevail. And, well, this is definitely an obvious time. So, anyway, I put in my 2 cents, so that's that for the moment. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
I'm going to check the other screen now. Nope. Okay. All right. Well, that's excellent, Patricia. I appreciate you sharing. I think... Well, I could get very, you know, philosophical or political or whatever here, but there is a pattern to the way nations come into power and go out of power. And I think we've been on the brink of losing it more than once in our history. And I think we're on the brink of losing it again. I don't know that we have to, but maybe if we can, enough of us can follow what the scripture says. And it says, if the people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, then I will heal their land. That's a special promise or a special gift to the people it was said to in the Old Testament. And I think we grab hold of that a lot of times and hope that it's true for us too, and I think it probably is. But I can't say that for sure. It certainly wasn't said to the United States of America. But anyway, we certainly know that it's not going to happen without God's people, or the people who are interested in spirit and headed in that direction. It won't happen without them being humbling themselves and seeking the face of God and praying and asking and repenting, turning from their wicked ways. That's another part of it. So that's all important, I think, at this time. And those of us who know about it can do it, and hopefully can come to a balance in the area of humility. I think our nation needs to come to a balance in the area of humility. And that is knowing who we are and what we're here for and why, and taking that seriously. I don't mean that we should consider ourselves weak or useless or in some other way ineffectual, because I don't think that's what we're meant to be. I think we're meant to be a force in the world, a positive force in the world, like we have been for a long time. But I think we have to realize who provides the power and the wisdom and the protection and everything else that we need to do that. I'm afraid we've gotten to think we're doing it on our own. And if this last 6 months or 8 months hasn't disabused us of that notion, I don't know what will. Certainly, we can see that there are other factors in our success than what we do on our own. So anyway, I appreciate Patricia's approach to this. I also want to encourage us to use it for us personally, or for those around us individually, about what it does to us, what it means to us, what this disruption in our lives and our desires for our nation, what this disruption is causing in us, anxiety or even fear. I know fear and anxiety are the same thing, but I mean they all the manifestations of that. You know, there are lots of people who are preparing their emergency packs and making sure they have spendable money, and you know, who knows what's going to happen. But there are other people who are just frightened and can't function, can't be okay, no matter, like we were talking about before. You know, you have to be okay in yourself, in your spirit, and then what's on the outside, then, you know, you take care of that however it is you take care of that. But I think we need to be concerned about what these forces are stirring up in our hearts, sometimes even animosity, sometimes even judgment, you know, toward those who may not believe it the way I do or see it the way I do or whatever. That needs to be dealt with too. And I think we've got a lot more of it to go through yet. So keeping our focus on what is true and just and noble and right and beautiful, as Philippians 4:8 talks about, And as you mentioned, Patricia, the music you use when you're coding is certainly a way to focus your mind on what's beautiful. That's important to think on those things that are positive and have good effects in our lives and in the lives of others. So those are all important things, and we can use coding to help us with that, to move blockages that might be in the way of our believing the truth, believing what is right and good, and or doing what is right and good. So those are all important things. So I appreciate that. Okay. Any other comments or questions? Let me check again the other input. Okay. No? So if you don't have any comments or questions, we're not going to hang around a long time. I will do Trilogy again if we want to. Yes, Patricia?
It's me. I'm glad you mentioned one issue, and I really don't want to get into which side I'm on, because that's not a good idea on a show like this.
But right.
I have a friend in my neighborhood, and I'm not close with her, but over the last few months, since I have been home on lockdown, we've been talking more than we did when I was, you know, working full time, and I've gotten to know her a little better, and she'll say things, politically oriented things, that really, really get my goat. I've never been good. Well, for one thing, I never really paid any attention to any politics until recent years. And the only reason I did was because I got cable TV for my mother when I thought she was going to move in with me when she was ailing. And then it turned out she died the day before she was supposed to move in with me. But I had already set up the cable TV, and then I kept it there, it helps me to have something. I didn't even watch TV for years before, anyway. So I got involved in the politics of it all, and now I have opinions. And I'm kind of I was kind of happier the other way, but what are you going to do?
Yeah.
So anyway, this
ignorance is bliss, right?
It was.
Yeah.
So anyway, this friend of mine, I guess I have to call her, she'll say these things and they'll really get my goat. And I was never good. I wasn't brought up to know how to debate these things, and I never think of the right thing to say until after we hang up, and then I think of the perfect thing, and it's too late. And it really does. I mean, I don't like the way it really makes my blood boil to think of some of the things she comes out with. Because I feel that I have, you know, enough ammunition on my side if it were going to come to that, but I don't even want to get into an argument. Like, I don't want to start this shouting match about, you know, she could say this, and then I'll put, well, what about that? And I don't want to get involved in this a political fight. I just don't. But what do I do with the what do I do with the energy where I'm so angry later?
You have to just let that go. You have to forgive it. And you have to say, you know, she's coming from her set of experiences and her point of view, and I don't agree. And if you don't want to talk about it, you're certainly free to say, I'm really not comfortable talking about those issues, and that ought to be acceptable. You know, even if she's, you know, she may not even be saying things to start a conversation. She just may be saying how she's feeling about something or what she thinks about what happened yesterday or whatever.
It isn't like she mentions always. She hasn't always mentioned political people per se. Although she did once. But she'll mention issues which. Well, she'll tell me how she feels about what's going on, and I see what side it is, and I don't want to say, well, it, you know, what about this, or what? I don't want to it's not that she's talking about politics per se, but even if you talk about what's going on, you can tell what side they're on.
Yes. Yes, yeah. You certainly can, or you should be able to anyway, I think.
Yeah, and
you know, yeah, because so, there certainly are sides, for sure.
It's awful. I never remember this when I was a kid. Anyway.
Well, it's very difficult, and it's being stirred now, for sure.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, it's being emphasized and blown up and pushed in your face and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
Anyway, I don't know. I need to know how to channel this energy because I can't just pretend that I don't feel angry. I can't just say, okay, put it aside. I was wondering if there was some.
Well, you're probably just going to have to use a set of codes for it. You're probably just going to have to use, you know, whichever you're on, just put that in the blank and do it. Let it go.
Oh, I see. Well. Actually, there's only so much coding I can do in one session, and right now. There's a larger thing to work on, so maybe.
Well, just put it in there, because
there
are a lot of people that are feeling the same way you are. So
that's true.
You know,
that's true.
So you can.
And anyway, now
that
I think about it,
statement.
Yeah, yeah, sure. I mean, even to say for instance, the unhealthy beliefs, which was today's code, that could even apply to what I'm saying. Yeah, yeah. All right, so. Okay, thanks.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, anybody else have a comment or question or anything else you'd like to say? If not, we're going to just do another trilogy, and we're going to do it without the breathing this time. We're just going to do the tapping and go through. Okay. Thank you, Miss Candy. I'm glad you want to talk to us.
Yes, I do. I just want to say one thing I have been doing, because I'm not allowed to do any of my ministry at the care facilities, which I really do miss. But I decided, you know, an odd wreck for people on, you know, the healing couch, whatever you're doing, to really, you know, lift up these care facilities, assisted living, the hospitals, because... you know, and on top of that, not only left them up, but the residents, the people that work in there, because I just recently found out in a lot of these facilities, they have even cut, the staff down because of, I don't understand that, but anyway, the staff is already pretty basic to the basis anyway. So, one of my friends who has a person in a facility, she was telling me they even have the, I completely lost my train of thought, but anyway, I know what I was trying to say. The services that they provide, even those have been cut, and that's sort of services that the residents are entitled to. And I'd heard we did cut some money in the facility that I was at, but I didn't know, and so I guess that's been done kind of clear across the board. And like I was trying to send somebody, was saying, here's the thing, you have the residents who are lonely, and then you have the families can't see them. Okay, you also have another scenario where you have the main nursing core staff, and those people, I mean, they really do love to, you know, the interaction with families, even the people like me who don't have somebody in there right now, but I'm a source of, because I do pastoral care work, a source of encouragement, keep on doing, doing a good job, keep on doing, don't let up on what you're doing, just keep your eyes focused on the Lord, and He will see you through what you need to be doing. And so it's just a, it's just, that's kind of my major concern is residents being so isolated, families are not allowed any contact. Some of them are able to, I guess it depends upon what facility you're in across this country, you're able to do some by Skype if you have the facility has the right tools and you've got your computer or your Facebook, whatever you use, your computer or your tablet and stuff. So I think we need to, because I know it's really, I think there's going to be a lot more deaths because I know for residents that are in a care facility, it's so lonely enough when they're in there and they don't get to see the people they want to see, and now it's more lonely because nobody has even been you know, a lot of into the facility. So I think I would try to spend my time not focusing on the negative, but letting these people know, you know, whether I'm in Clearwater, wherever people are at, that there are people praying for these people. And actually, you know, if I see somebody that I know works in a care facility, I just want you to know you're being lifted up. If it's somebody that I know that has somebody in a care facility, I say, you know, you're being prayed for, and I truly believe that, not just by me, but by other people, as we do. I mean, it's even in hospitals, too. They're pretty much limiting who can come in and come out if you're not part of the medical team. So it's a really big... So I just think we need to, do what we can do to encourage people, no matter where they are at in their walk of life, even if it's not in a care facility, just encourage people, have a loving, even though they depend upon the situation, some parts of the country, like, we want you wearing masks, some it's a little bit, you know, a little bit less constrictive, but like I tell people, you know, don't get caught up in the mask. If you're in a situation where you have to wear a mask, you know, wear it. Don't make a fuss about it. You're a believer. You should have your faith rooted in God, and He will see you through this. This is kind of how I look at things and everything. And another thing is what I've been doing since, and I don't know if I've said, but it was just the beginning of the codes. Instead of focusing on the issue, I'm on to the point now. I either do some healing codes. I basically either do I switch around. I'll do the universal code and then I'll do a trilogy. It depends upon where the spirit leads me and what I feel is needed at that time. And I don't focus on an issue. I just focus on a scripture, meditate on it, and so as I'm doing the codes, I meditate on the scripture, thinking about it. What does that mean? You know, how can it make a difference in my life? How can it make a difference in Candy's life? How can I make a difference as a spiritual believer in the lives of other people and encourage other people that are walkers in the faith to don't get discouraged in your faith. Get down into the Word of God, study it, and because the Word of God is precious. It's like I said, and like you quoted earlier, it's Philippians 4:8 is a wonderful scripture to help us stay focused on what is true, what is noble, what is right, what is pure. And so that's basically what I have been doing, is just not focusing on the issues, but just laying down, sitting in a chair, whatever, you know, doing the couch, whatever I choose to do at the moment, or how the Spirit leads me to do, and just focusing on a scripture. And I'll tell you what, by doing that, it's just powerful. I mean, I know that God's working. I may not always see issue being healed, but I know that I know God is healing issues. And I know you'd agree with me, Kate, too. As long as we have both been doing the codes, and we probably both have had more stuff healed than we can even count our fingers on, you know, because God is, you know, I just believe when you ask and receive, trusting in God, and like I said, these tools are very powerful. They are a really powerful tool that is really unique for us to have. And so when you figure in the Word of God and prayer and the coding, let me tell you, that's very powerful tools. And I know that God, He makes a way. He will always answer our prayers. And God meets our needs. God will always meet our needs. I think sometimes it's a matter of us trusting God enough to know that He's going to meet our needs, you know, because He will. He will. If you put your faith and trust in Him, He's going to meet every single need. So that's all I have to share tonight. Everyone be blessed.
Thank you, Candy. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
I think it's so special how God gives each of us even a different perspective on what's going on around us so that we can pray for it differently. So it gets prayed for in all kinds of ways. And the different groups of people involved get prayed for in different ways. And God just uses us, if we allow Him to cover all the bases, and I appreciate that. It's part of being the body that He talks about in the Scripture. So, okay, let's do a trilogy again. Let's just do it, the tapping one, and we'll just do it pretty quickly because you all are familiar. So let's go. So you ready? And we're going to focus on whatever it is that you want to focus on. But here we go. Tapping inner eyebrow, outer eyebrow, under the eye, upper lip, lower lip, chin, collarbone, sore spot, center of the chest, under the arm, below the nipple, thumb, index finger, middle finger, pinky, karate spot, 9G, eyes open, closed, open, down left, down right, up and over, down left, back up and over, down right, hum, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Count, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, hum, mm-hmm. All right, now we're going to do the coding. We're just going to do it quickly. We're not going to do the breathing. So we're asking that images, beliefs, and cellular memories be found and opened and healed by infusing the truth and love and light and life of God into our hearts and souls and cells, both hands. Bridge. Adam's apple. Jaws. Temples. Left palm at the base of the skull, right palm on the forehead. Both hands, low belly. Now move your hands down. We're going to ask that this river of energy be filled with the love and light and life of God, and that it would flow powerfully and abundantly through open and balanced energy centers. So we're moving right up and up and over the top. Again, base of the torso, up. Over the top. And one last time. Quickly. Right up the midline. Okay. Relax. Thank you so much. Anybody have another comment or question? We'll just check the other screen again. Okay. Good night, all.
Good night.
Good night.
Thanks very much. Thank you.
You're welcome. Good night.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye. Welcome to the conference. Please enter the conference ID, followed by the pound key. Thank you. Guest ID accepted.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.